Hello friends, we will now discuss the last chapter, that is chapter number 15 of International Finance. And here we are going to discuss about digital financial transactions. Now, I don't think I need to discuss more on this particular issue because you young generation today are more handy with this kind of a digital transaction on a day-to-day basis. Why? Because right from a young age, you have been automatically doing it through your mobile phones, etc., etc. But then one point which you may have not tried to understand, what is the background? What goes into making all your transactions so easy, so simple? We are going to go into the background, the intricacies, some of the technicalities of this particular type of transactions. The topics which we will cover under this is, first is, of course, artificial intelligence. AI is really a game changer. Coupled with the blockchain technology, it has changed the whole system totally. We have a new technology known as FinTech, that is financial technology. This blockchain technology is being used in financial technology more often now. And then we will look at some of the digital transactions, then the digital banking. And then some of the banks have come out with their own format, with their own type of central bank digital currency. It is, of course, it is a corollary to the cryptocurrencies, etc. And we will look at the various types of the e-payment systems, that is electronic payment system using the digital mode. Let us first look at artificial intelligence. Now, first of all, what is intelligence? Intelligence, what you have over here in your mind, you use that to store something and then recollect and bring it out for your day-to-day activities. Use it at crucial moments and for crucial activities. You learned something today. After 5 years also, you are able to bring it out. That is the intelligence that you have got stored over here. Now, what is artificial intelligence? It is not the intelligence that you have stored over here. It is your this intelligent being stored by a machine. Artificial intelligence is the stimulation of all human intelligence processes by machines, especially a computer system. Computer science defines AI research as the study of intelligent agents, not human beings. Intelligent agents, that is the machines. In computer science, it is sometimes called machine intelligence. In contrast to the natural intelligence displayed by the human beings. AI, of course, is a system's ability. System, that means computer system's ability to interpret and learn from external data and to use those learnings to achieve specific goals and tasks through flexible adaptation. This is something which we are doing, and then under artificial intelligence, the machines are also adopting the same strategy. Machines have become so powerful day by day. We are developing those machines, okay? And that is where artificial intelligence is at work. When we look at further definitions that we try to bring, it's very difficult to define it. This term is often used to describe machines or computers that mimic cognitive functions, our cognitive recognizing functions that human beings associate with the human mind. The remembering, the cognitive functions that is associated with our mind is mimicked by the machines. All these processes will include learning, reasoning, and self-corrections. Yes, the machines can do self-corrections also. Modern machines' capabilities, generally classified as AI, will include successfully understanding human speech. You have seen chatbots? Exact human speech. Competing at the highest level in strategic game systems. Autonomously operating cars. Self-driven cars. Auto-driven cars. Intelligent routing in content delivery networks. And military simulations. This is where artificial is going to be futuristically deployed by the various military establishments. Artificial intelligence can be classified into three different types of systems which are developed. One, analytical. Next, human-inspired, and then humanized artificial intelligence. That is what we induce in them to do. Let's look at each of them, understand separately. Analytical AI can only characteristics consistent with cognitive intelligence. That means your storing and remembering of your mind. Generating cognitive representations of the world. And using learning based on past experience to inform future decisions. Mind you, it's not only we who do the learning experience. Even nowadays, under artificial intelligence, the machines also learn and adapt and come out with for informing future decisions. They have a built-in analytical system also. Human-inspired AI has elements from cognitive and emotional intelligence. Yes, you know, we human beings are very emotional. On the other hand, machines are not emotional. But they develop certain types of emotional intelligence also, which we inspire in them to understand. Understanding of human emotions in addition to cognitive elements and considering them in their decision making. This is what we have inspired in them. And then they adapt to those human emotional situations. Then there is humanized AI, which shows characteristics of all types of competences. Whatever functions we are competent enough, same functions, they are also competent enough. They show their competency, and that is, they are able to be self-conscious and self-aware in interaction with others. That is one machine to another machine, human beings to machines, and then those machines guiding also human beings in the joint operations which are now being performed with the help of these types of AI-based machines. But on the other hand, AI lacks several features of human common sense reasoning about naive physics, basic physics, such as space, time, physical interactions. These are naive physics where the machine does not have the common sense of reasoning these aspects. They don't know about space. They don't know about time. For them, the time is the clock which you have embedded in their system. Otherwise, apart from that, like we look at the sun and say it's daytime, we look at the sun coming up and we say it's afternoon. No, they don't have that intelligence, that type of intelligence. They don't have that type of features at all. AI is heavily used in robotics. Main function is robotics. Robots you see, including the drones, etc. Especially as advanced robotic arms and other industrial robots. There have been many factories, many hospitals where human arms have been replaced by robotic arms to perform certain functions, certain actions. It is used in modern factories where it can learn from experience how to move efficiently despite the presence of friction and gear slippage. In case of friction, heat generated, we withdraw our hand. But that doesn't affect us, machine, robotic arm movement. And any gear slippage, it won't affect the robotic arm. They'll continue moving. We will be withdrawing from that situation, but they will continue moving. A modern mobile robot, when given a small, static, and visible environment, like a small room, can easily determine its location and map its environment. Many houses, they have got small robots working in their small situation area. They have adapted themselves to the entire atmosphere, entire environment in a small place. However, dynamic environments, that is external environments, such as the interior of a patient's breathing body, pose a greater challenge. And this is where the robotic arms are again externally guided also by the doctor in the background. Previously, the doctor's arm was performing the function. Today, the doctor just guides the robotic arm to perform those functions. And the robots will perform intricate functions very efficiently. Our hands, sometimes emotionally, we tend to shake our hands a little bit while performing delicate activities due to the emotional attachment. robots have no emotional attachment at all. So they are perfect in their working without any spillages, slippages, etc. There are certain tools which are known as artificial intelligence tool. AI has developed a large number of tools to solve the most difficult problems in computer science. When you are working on your computers, you are using various tools. Those tools have been developed by artificial intelligence. For as an example, the most common tool which you are using day in and day out is the 4 or 6 or 8 digit CAPTCHA. Each and every transaction is being verified by a CAPTCHA. Now, what is a CAPTCHA? It is a derivative of the Turing test, completely automated public Turing test, to tell computers and humans apart. Now, have you observed the CAPTCHA? If you observe the CAPTCHA will have various digits or even various alphabets in different forms, in different shapes. As a human being, you are easily able to understand the different shapes with a line passing through, etc., etc., over there. But the computer cannot follow that system so fast as humans do it. And that is where the computer system determines that the person who is performing this activity is a human being or a robot. This helps to determine that a user is an actual person and not a computer posing as a human being. Many situations people have tried to see that they perform the computer system functions remotely by sitting at another place, allowing the robot to perform the certain functions, which may be a situation where only the humans are allowed by the system to perform the function. And therefore, this system, this test, this Turing test as a CAPTCHA is separating a human from a computer. Computers are unable to solve the problem. Whatever simplest of problem, computers are not able to solve the problem. So, correct solutions are deemed to be the result of a person taking the test. Before the functions can be completed, there is a test taken, and that is the Turing test of a CAPTCHA. It's only the humans who can pass the test. Robots will fail the test. That is why it has been generated. A common type of CAPTCHA which you must have seen is the test that requires the typing of distorted letters, numbers, or symbols that appear in an image undecipherable by a computer. The image is not easily decipherable by the computer. It's only we human beings, we can understand what that image contains. Robots cannot remove the CAPTCHA wordings from a particular image in a distorted version. That function cannot be performed by the AI robots. There is a specific technology which has been developed by AI, which is known as a blockchain technology. Now, what are blockchains? We have to understand what are blockchains. Mind you, I can tell you that your life has become very, very simple and easy. You are able to do any work. You are able to perform any functions, external functions, day in and day out, 24/7, 365. It is because of this technology, and this technology is using blocks. A blockchain, originally, it is block and chain separated, but we have joined it as a single word. It is a growing list of records. Records growing one after the other that are linked with each other using cryptography. There's a crypto link, hashes, which links the respective blocks, one block to the other, other block to the other, or one main block to connecting 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 blocks, or one block after each using that cryptographic hash. Each block contains a cryptographic hash of the previous block, a timestamp, dating and time stamping when the hash is created and when it is being modified. And transaction data embedded in one block is passed on to the other or vice versa. This is representative by the object known as a Merkle tree. The Merkle tree is a representation of these blocks connected to each other by a hash, a small hash, which is cryptographic. By design, a blockchain is resistant to modification of the data. This is the biggest plus point which is embedded into the blockchain, because of the cryptography of artificial intelligence. The blockchain is a distributed ledger that can record transactions between two parties efficiently and in a verifiable and permanent way. Mind you, the information which is embedded in the block once becomes permanent. And if there are a number of blocks added by respective hash, any change in one block automatically goes to the main block. For use as a distributed ledger, a blockchain is typically managed by a peer-to-peer network, which is collectively adhering to a protocol. There is a protocol between the respective blocks, peer-to-peer protocol, for inter-node communications and validating new blocks. New blocks cannot be added unless it is validated by the first original block using the hash which is present in the original block. Other hashes cannot enter that particular batch. And here, once recorded, the data in any given block cannot be altered retroactively without alteration of all subsequent blocks, which requires consensus of the network authority. Any data which is stored in the main block, it cannot be altered by the subsequent blocks. If the subsequent blocks want to alter or change or make any definitive change in that particular information which it has stored previously, it cannot do it unless the main block is administered by the network authority. There is always a centralized network authority for the blockchain. Next step under the same AI or blockchain technology, we have got currencies. Now here I am not talking about our currency, our notes, which we use as cash to make payments. Some experts have predicted that cash will become obsolete and currencies could see serious competition from digital platforms. It's all thanks to the blockchain technology. You look at yourself. Previously, when you go out, you always carry a big wallet full of cash with you, and then wherever you go, whatever you want to perform, take out cash, give note, take change, etc., etc. But today, are you carrying cash with you for any transaction? No. You have your mobile, and you're very confident that in my mobile, I've got a lot of cash which I can spend anywhere, anytime by using, sometimes you are using GPay method always for even petty transactions. Why and how? Blockchain allows for the reliable use of cryptocurrencies, which creates space for the decentralized electronic exchange of value. Blockchain is allowing for cryptocurrencies. But a cryptocurrency is a decentralized application. That means it is not centralized, not authorized by any bank or any central banking or financial ministry of any sovereign government. Not controlled at all. That is cryptocurrency. Among the most well-known of these cryptocurrencies is the Bitcoin. You must be hearing Bitcoins being transacted over a period of time by different people, but not by the authority. Authorities have not recognized the Bitcoin at all. This is an open source technology that operates only from one peer to another peer with no central authority like a government or a bank or a central bank or any finance ministry connected to that. It is only one individual to another individual. Cryptocurrencies aren't backed by governments, and so they can be spent anonymously, secretly. Exchanges take place secretly. Government does not come to know about such transactions at all. And that is why this is a barrier to spread legal and regulatory acceptance. That's keeping the technology from having impact on the global economy. The day all the governments recognize the cryptocurrency would be the day you will see a world currency in existence. But no, as of today, that is not happening. The governments do not want to recognize the cryptocurrency because they feel it will affect their own monetary control and transactions. When we look at the financial services, whatever banking function that you perform today, you see the blockchain-based smart contracts and contracts that could be partially or fully executed or enforced without human interaction. Through your mobile phone, you are making payments. Through M-banking, you are making payments, receiving payments. There is no bank teller involved over there at all. It is only the blockchain technology which activates that performance of giving and taking, transferring of your money. Once an International Monetary Fund staff discussion has reported that smart contracts based on blockchain technology might reduce moral hazards and optimize the use of contracts in general. Any contract, financial contract that you want to enter, it can be minimized by usage of this artificial intelligence based blockchain technology. Major portions of the financial industry today are implementing distributed ledgers for use in banking. This is occurring faster than expected. I would say it has really taken the world by storm. Look at any banking transaction throughout the world, including your international trade, settlement of payment systems for imports and exports. They have become very fast today because of this blockchain technology. In the past, through SWIFT method of exchanging the money from one currency to another currency was taking a lot of time, maybe 5 to 7 to 15 days also. But as of today, using blockchain technology, it is happening in minutes without any interaction by any human beings on a 24/7, 365 days basis. This is a big turning point as far as your import-export transactions are concerned, as far as international trade as a whole is concerned. Here, there is a new technology which has come into existence, known as FinTech. That is a financial technology. FinTech is a combination of computer programs and other technology used to support the banking and financial services. Mind you, understand one thing. FinTech is used only to support the banking and financial sector, not any other sectors as far as computer programs are concerned. You want to go to gaming structures? No, FinTech will not enter over there. It's only under the financial transactions. And this technology works towards enhancing and automating the delivery and use of financial service. I would say all financial services, due to which day in and day out you are not carrying out any cash transactions. You don't use cash nowadays. It is utilized to help companies, business owners, and consumers to manage their financial operations, all operations, their processes by specialized software. You are all using different types of software in your financial technology. These are all specialized technology created by FinTech. The platforms will enable ordinary tasks like depositing checks, moving money between accounts, paying bills, or applying for financial aid. You know, I'll give you my practical example. I think all of you are also doing it. I have my mobile phone. I've got my three accounts, my account, my wife's account, all connected through the blockchain technology with my mobile phone. And using that mobile phone, I don't have to go to the bank. I want to transfer funds immediately from my one account, I can transfer the funds within 30 seconds to my other account. Okay, one relative of mine has got a banking account in some other bank. I can again use the same fintech technology if I want to transfer money from my account using the same mobile phone into my relative's bank account. Just by giving instructions on the mobile phone, money is transferred from my bank to my relative's bank, which is any other bank. Previously, it used to be routed through Reserve Bank of India clearing system. Today, there is direct transfer, and it is all because of this fintech technology using the blockchain technology of artificial intelligence. They also facilitate technically intricate concepts, including peer-to-peer lending and crypto exchanges. You know, you have got credit cards and debit cards. What are these cards? These cards have got a small cryptic identity embedded into the card. And that helps the identification of one person to another person. Peer-to-peer identification is based on the cryptic message embedded, identity embedded in that particular card. Thank you.